Could you tell me who you are, please?
Yes, PCG is a cross-sector freelance organisation representing currently just under 20,000 members. We lobby the government on a whole range of issues in support of the freelance community, right, and we provide a range of services to them to help run their businesses.
So you're a not-for-profit trade association?
We are indeed a not-for-profit trade association, or sector association, which is more accurate. Totally supportive of the freelance way of working, right, and we promote the freelance way of life.
And is there a particular sector that you're very strong in, or is it? I mean, it seems to be a very broad audience tonight for the lecture.
Yes, we have a fairly broad membership, although it has to be said that about 45% of our members are in the IT engineering, sort of high end of knowledge work end of the market. But we're expanding our membership right across the sectoral base, into marketing, into event management, into strategy, into, I think we even have a nutritionist in the membership. So it's really anybody who works independently on their own, yeah, with a specific skill, yeah, we're interested in having as a member.
And this is the third year you've done this sort of national scale lecture.
It is,
events in other parts of the country as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
How have things changed over the 3 years you've been running this? Well, this lecture, for example.
Yes, I think we started the event in 2009, and we held an event at the House of Commons, which was essentially a reception event where we were trying to raise the profile amongst politicians,
yeah,
and we had a number of key politicians speaking in that event, just raising the profile of the freelance sector. We then last year went to Stationers' Hall in the area of St Paul's, home of one of the livery companies, and we had a single lecture there from Dr. James Bellini, who was a futurologist. We were looking at future ways of working and the different trends. And this year we've extended the event a bit further into having a rather more wide-ranging debate across a number of different issues of interest to the freelance sector, including, of course, the Daily Telegraph and through the Sunday the Business Editor.
I was struck by the discussion in the kind of debate of questions afterwards about the terminology you're using is being used to describe the role. And there seemed to be a bit of disagreement in the audience as to whether independent professional or freelance was the term of art required.
Yes.
And I thought that was interesting. Where do you come down on
that? Well, it's a fascinating subject, and there is constant disagreement on this in the broadest of senses, nothing too serious, but it is a constant debate about what people are called who operate independently. Obviously, most people are in this area are self-employed, but they call themselves freelancers, they call themselves contractors. But we're striving to try and find some sort of general descriptor that suits everybody. And it's very difficult. But people are very, very happy knowing what they are and what they do, and they're not so unhappy about a label that attaches to them. So I think the freelancer works very well. That is the way generally people go about their work. I think the term independent professional was raised tonight, and I think that's one that may grow in importance in the future. But it's not an issue that people get a bit worrying about every night, but it's an interesting debating point.
Another issue that came up that I thought was really interesting was this idea of trust and how freelancers build trust. Sometimes they're not terribly trusted. I mean, I'm a freelancer as well. I'm working inside a company. Sometimes you're looked on with a bit of suspicion. Not just because you're an outsider, but also because of the kind of roles that freelance people get.
So
what did you think of Karen's description of the way of building trust?
Yes, I mean, I hadn't had the privilege of listening to Karen speak until tonight, so it was a fascinating piece. And I think she's quite right in bringing out this trust element and the connectivity that exists between freelancers.
So are you a hub, a connector, or a gateway? A gatekeeper, sorry.
The jury's out, I don't know. No, I think it's an important subject she raises, and I think the whole question of connections generally within the freelance community and how those connections can help companies develop new products through innovation and all the things that Andrew also spoke about is vitally important. In terms of the trust from company to the freelancer, yes, there will always be an element of, well, do I know this person? I've never heard of him before or her before. But we've seen the CV. We like the look of the skill set. We need a job done. Who else is going to do it? Let's get this person in to do the job for us. So I think there's an awful lot of talent out there. I think the freelancer themselves has to market themselves more. I was going to say aggressively, that's not quite right, but there's a certain amount
of aggressiveness.
Aggressiveness is needed, I think, but also a great professional.
I've got the term assertive, actually.
Assertive is the word, that's a very good word. And also to maintain, if you've created a price for yourself in terms of your skill, you should maintain it and defend it all the way down the line. So although we're in tough times, I wouldn't suggest at the moment that freelancers go down this route of price cutting, because that immediately devalues what you're offering the company. And there's a great range of opportunities for freelancers these days, particularly at the moment.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.